Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School and the clinic director at the Premier Center in Santa Monica, where he treats many famous names in Hollywood under nationally recognized Premier Labs owner and CEO Dr. Robert Marshall. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning, and it is a good morning, sort of. There's a lot going on. It is the holiday season. Beautiful time of year, crazy time of year. A lot of people flip out around the holidays. In fact, whatever reason, and this is up to a lot of conjecture, I think I've seen more people break down psychologically in the last 6 months than I've seen in 20 years of medicine. And I don't know why that is. I don't want to speculate about that. That's not the purpose of the show. But especially in light of recent events, but really our attention's being called to something from Connecticut to Columbine to whatever you want to bring your attention to about the breakdown in our, what I'm going to call, inherent ability to withstand stress. No matter what angle you come about this, we are flipping out. And we're doing it more. And as I said, I've seen more of it in the last 6 months than I think I've seen in two decades. And I want you to think about your friends, your relatives, your loved ones, your coworkers. I want you to think about all the people you know and ask yourself if you've seen more people flip in the last 6 months. One way or another, people coming to those forks in the road where they're going to get it together or they're going to snap. And I want you to write in. I want you to comment on the show. I want you to tell me yes or no. I want you to tell me you understand what I'm saying or you're oblivious to it. But I can tell you definitively, for whatever reason, there's more of it than ever. And that's what this show is about. Not how to flip out, but how natural medicine, really the essence of it, as superficially as it's generally presented. And you know that's a favorite subject of mine. The superficial presentation of natural medicine. Where is all the natural medicine in the face of the last 6 months or whatever I'm referring to or whatever you're referring to? It needs to go to the other level because it really does provide the solution. It is about enhancing, embellishing, educating, creating a powerful countermeasure to stress. Natural medicine is an education specific to the person to bring you into the part of you that says, I'm in pain and I have hate and I have rage. And I'm very angry, and I've been abused, but you know what? I don't care. Because I'm going to get through, and I'm going to get to the other side, and I'm going to prosper amidst all of that. Our theology, our religious affiliation, our theology, our philosophy are all critical here, but they have to go deeper than that. You cannot relegate and reduce your philosophy, your theology, your good intention. You cannot reduce it to rhetoric. And I don't mean insincerity on your part, because you are not insincere. You are sincere. But if you leave out your body, the gateway to making this functional in everyday life is lost, or at least immeasurably hindered. The way to turn your good intention into the material plane is to go through gateways that have been put there inside our physiology. That's the central axis of this 60 Minutes today. It's been the central axis of my 82 shows. It's the central axis of my school. It is a theme that natural medicine provides you with a more foundational, adaptive mechanism that allows you to meet your day amidst all that, unfortunately or fortunately, however you want to look at this, you are going to suffer. Now, if you want to give your children something to buffer them, something to stick their ribs to, because it's crazy for kids, if you want to bring them something that will serve them in coping, adapting, rebounding from the incredible stresses, give them autonomic patency. Autonomic patency. You have a six-year-old kid, you teach that kid about its nervous system. And of course, tied into that is your own education. But you think of your child as that little cute pet. Just bear with me here. That you hug and you love and you observe, acting like a healthy little pet. So pardon the comparison, but you'll get the point. And you've heard me do this before on this show. That animal purrs, it chirps, it sings, it banters around, it makes its sounds. It goes into little waves, like your cat or your dog, if you really observe it. It plays. It finds its bliss. And that, as you've heard me do on other shows, is the patency of its autonomic nervous system. It is having an experience in its body, that's blissful. That's euphoric. That's what health and harmony are about. It is where the rubber meets the road. Are you having that experience? Do you even understand what I'm saying? I invite you to understand what I'm talking about. I implore you, especially over the holidays. Because in the end, at certain phases, when you feel like you're about to flip, you've got nothing else but that. So you can pray. And you can talk to God. But if you can connect that experience to your being, to your body, I promise you an intensification of that process. Some of you know this already. That experience where you enhost your faith, where you regenerate your faith, where you find the better side of you, is very much connected to your body. It is not a neck-up experience. And in science, we call this autonomic patency. It means the parasympathetic nerves are kicking in. Yes, I keep harping on this. You bet. Because as much as I harp on it, this is something like the word love, education, marriage. It's conceptual. You learn it deeply. You learn it through depth, through familiarity. This is why I have my school. My students increasingly will evolve to a deeper understanding of that word. And the return on health there is enormous. This I did not invent. I didn't invent this. This has been on the tips of the tongues of many scientists, many doctors, many healers, many cultures for many, many, many years. I like to come at it. It's my affinity, my particular talent, perhaps. To go at this from the standpoint of the highest form of science I can find. And that's that book. The book, by the way, I have articles going up on the website as we talk, straighttalk.cc. That's 2Ts.cc. If you're listening to the show for the first time, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is the straightest talk on health that I think you can hear presently. And I want you to go to the website. If you're streaming the show, which I hope you are, I hope that you've learned to use the computer to hear the show. Because then you can look at the pictures, and we can talk, and we can learn and read and see, and we can bring in another sense. StraightTalk.cc. There's a book there. I'm looking at it now. It's in my hand. The Stress of Life. Hans Selye. I did one of my earlier shows on stress and inflammation, and we really got into this. But this is one of the central tenets of every conversation you have about health. The autonomics, autonomic integrity, the ability to feel. So we're not having these conversations in our mind. We're having them in our being, in our bodies. And until they get there, we're not going to cut it. That is a standard we are all obliged to attain if we really want to understand natural medicine. Well, this doctor published over 1,500 articles. He was the professor and director of the Institute of Experimental Medicine and Surgery at the University of Montreal. As they call him, unquestionably one of the great pioneers of medicine, Dr. Hans Selye, S-E-L-Y-E. Get the book. See the cover on my website, The Stress of Life. Get the book and read it. It will deepen. You think stress is that tension in your neck because you had a tough day at work. Okay, that's true. But it goes so much deeper, all the way to levels of it that make you snap. And we're doing it. We are developing in the Western techno culture. I didn't say industrial. Those days are over. We're not really defined today as an industrial society, just as we're not defined today, certainly, as an agrarian society. But we are certainly defined today here in the States as a techno society, with India and China on our trail, projected by some to exceed us over the next 20 years in many ways. And it will cost them just as it's cost us if we don't understand the implications of our techno lifestyle and the word stress. And our children are taking the beating. So not to be manipulative, but I think it's an appropriate juncture on this day to say our children, from the aggressors to the victims, are taking the beating because we're not getting it yet. And this is not a show about your MDs. Frankly, I love the MDs. At least they deliver what they say they're going to do. It's the holistic people, the chiropractors, the acupuncturists, the massage therapists, the nutritionists. They're at the top of my list. Nor am I pointing the finger, but I am ardently, passionately suggesting that we all get more fundamental. So if we're going to cope, if we're going to adapt, if we're going to prosper under what's coming down the pipe, yes, perhaps we're approaching all the prophecies of Revelation. I don't want to get into this, but after yesterday, many of you think this way, of course. This is just consistent with biblical prophecy. So we can make gun restrictions and we can talk about all sorts of things like I'm going to talk about today. Maybe there's a bigger picture here. Then there's people that think it's up in the astrology. Don't want to get into it. Don't want to touch it.